and how much time that I would have to, and I want to continue in that same vein, not just with Seth and with Summer and with Mackenzie and Brittany. I would like to continue in that same vein, not just to them, but also for us. And that we would have the constant battle that we're all dealing with is of the fact of, and the title to my exhortation this morning, or a sermonette, I'm not going to have 41 minutes to preach this morning, I do know that, is dealing with the art of listening and hearing. And there are a couple of portions of scripture that had came to my mind. One was, if you have your Bibles open, you might want to take a look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. You don't have to stand on the reading of that. And then the other one is found in Proverbs 23, 22, down through verse 25. And so I would like for us to read that, and then keeping in mind of this, the very fact of listening and hearing, how difficult that at times is. The Lord Jesus, at the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount, he comes to this portion of Scripture in Matthew 7, 24. He says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat down upon that house, and it fell not, for it's founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which builds his house upon the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Then the other portion of scripture that I have is Proverbs 23. I've been reading in the last couple of weeks, I've been reading through the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. And as I was reading through Proverbs and Ecclesiastes again, I'm always amazed by the wisdom that God had granted to this man, Solomon. And you remember he was endowed with the wisdom because, you see, God gave him a wish that if there was anything that Solomon would desire, and Solomon asked, he did not ask for riches, but he asked for wisdom, and the Lord literally loaded him down with the wisdom. And when you begin to read the 31 chapters of the book of Proverbs, and you see how in those 31 chapters that the wisdom that the Lord imparted to this man, and of course this wisdom was not just in the head, but was also understanding, wisdom, understanding, and application, that even the queen from the south came to sit at his feet and to inquire where that wisdom have come from. And says, I was reading that, and then I was reading the book of Ecclesiastes, Joel, you mentioned this morning. And that's another one of those books you want to say, when you begin to read it and you come to the conclusion of it, you listen to the title of the sermon where he starts, "Vanities of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity." And then when he comes to the end of that, after 12 chapters, he closes with that same text, "Vanity, saith the preacher." In other words, he's saying there are some things that I have learned. And the things that I have learned, that all of the accomplishments that man is endeavoring in the course of the life, if it is not connected to the true and the living God and the person and work of the Lord Jesus, it is so much chasing and vexation of the spirit and chasing after the wind. And it's so much empty and all of that. And so in the middle of that, I was reading, and I had preached from this passage, it's been some time back, in Proverbs 23, verse 22. And there we read, and it starts off, "Hearken unto thy father that begat thee. And despise not thy mother when she is old. By the truth and selleth not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding, and the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. When I think about these two portions of scriptures, the Lord Jesus is saying, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine. Solomon is starting, actually almost at the conclusion of the book of Proverbs. He said, listen, and I want you to know from chapters 1 all the way down through that, we have the repetition over and over and over again of listening and hearing the word of God. In the book of Proverbs, that is, even wisdom is personified. In other words, like wisdom is a person, and wisdom calls out to, and with all of the depths and the greatness of the truths of the scriptures, is anybody listening? Please listen. I am speaking to you and hear you. When I'm thinking about the fact of how hard it is for people to listen. Yesterday, for instance, and this morning, I didn't say nothing to my wife, but we had the county over on our road, and they were doing some repair work and resurfacing it. And so I told Frankie, I said, "You're not going to believe, but the counties down there, they are resurfacing our road." And I said, "It started on Highway 51, it's going all the way up to the bridge." And she's, "Man, that is great." And so this morning we're driving down the hill, and as we come to the bridge, I said, "Take a look at that. What do you think?" And she said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "You see where they resurfaced the road?" And I said to her, I said, "Honey, I told you." And she says, "Oh, I didn't remember. I forgot." You see, listening is a very difficult thing. And I want to say to the graduates, those of you that are graduating, and to the rest of us that are in this building, and those of you that are listening across our nation, and those that are listening in Tiefenbach, Frank and Birgit, by the way, interrupted our prayer meeting the other morning. And as we were praying, she called. We answered the phone. And I said, "Birgit, we're right in the middle of our prayer meeting." She said, "Good. Can we participate?" And so we prayed. Frank prayed. Birgit prayed. And Frankie prayed. And so I want to just simply say to them, that welcome this morning. What a great thing it is for us to, as God's people, to have God's word. And you see, those 66 books that we have been entrusted with, that in really, when it's all said and done, those are the directives for life. I want you to know that you're exactly right. You're firstborn in many respects. You seem like when it comes to raising children, you got your firstborn and the secondborn, and then you've got your third one. And then when you got it, think you got it all down, and here comes another one. And what a constant learning curve in the middle of it all. Does not God give us the truth to instruct us from? I want to say, Summer, as you depart, and I don't know when you're going to do that, you're going to enter into a different world, period. And I want to simply say that. Seth, I know that I'm not really sure what all you're going to pursue after, but I have to simply say that I can say that from a child, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And that all Scriptures is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable. I have to say, those of you that are now you're graduating from high school, and I guess everything that you ever remember as soon as you came into the world has been nothing but one classroom after another one, isn't it? As a toddler and as a small child, your mom and dad and those of you that raised you, they were teaching you. Then you end up in kindergarten and kindergarten lessons, and are you learning? Since we've been in this Corona pandemic, I was asking our granddaughter, she just turned 6, And so I asked her the other day, I said, are you still doing online learning? And I'm thinking, and she said, yes. And I said, are you learning anything? And she said, I don't really know. But then when I think about all that, then you've got elementary school, and you got junior high school, and then you got high school. And then, of course, Mackenzie and Brittany, when they, in all of the years in the university, Mackenzie graduating from the University of Oklahoma, and Brittany's graduating from the University of Oklahoma State, and it's just been one learning thing after another one. And I want to simply say to you that you are, in many respects, and I know that I have never been in a graduation ceremony myself. I've never been in a crowd. Like the last time that we went to a ceremony was when Riley graduated with the Sandites at the Mabee Center, and when Rhett graduated, thousands of kids and thousands of people, and then all the names be called, and they're all, the whole class is sitting out there. And then when the principal finally gets to the place and he says, now, the class of, you have fulfilled all of the demands in the courses. And I don't know what all he says, a few other kind words. And then you are now graduated, then that cap goes off and caps go flying up in the air. And I mean, everybody's jumping up and down. You say, whew, we're done. Well, you think you're done. You're in many respects, you graduated from high school or you graduated from the university. But at the same time, I have to say that you are enrolled in the school of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord has given you his word, and that you have the wherewithal. When I think about the heart that he's given to his people, that we're alive in the Lord Jesus. We are his children. The Holy Spirit lives within us. He's given us an appetite and a desire to learn God's word. And I'm thinking, what a great, great place and a position we are, in spite of all of the things that are still pulling on us of remaining flesh and remaining sin, that we do know that it is God has given us his word. And that if I come and I come and I listen to, and to take heed what I hear, that the word of God tells us, and he said to them, take heed what you hear, and with what measure you meet it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall be more given. To think about when God gives us an appetite to hear God's word, you know what's going to happen? The Lord's going to feed us, and he's going to give us more of a desire that, Lord, I'm listening. Lord, will you teach me? Lord, will you enable me to grow? This morning I was reading, I received this as a gift here not too long ago from one of the folks that had been visiting us here in our church. And as I was reading that, I thought, you know, I ought to read that as from a Puritan prayer and daily devotional book. And when I think about the hearing and the learning and all that is involved, especially with the constant conflict and difficulties that is for us to hear and for us to evaluate and to concentrate upon what has been said. I want you to know, listening is a difficult job. Do you agree? My wife talks to me and then she says, did you hear what I said? And I said, I say that sometimes, Brother Jim. I say, oh, yeah, I've heard what you said. And then she said, what did I say? Anybody? I remember when I just, it's one of those, it is a tough, tough thing, especially when it comes to those spiritual things that we need to remember is this, that God has given us his word. God has given us the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit lives within us. God has given us a heart and a desire. And when I'm thinking about oftentimes when it comes to our salvation, that we need to remember that the Holy Spirit is there for him to teach us and to bring to remembrance all things that the Lord Jesus has said. The Lord Jesus said before his departure, he said, I'm leaving you now, and where I'm going, you cannot come. But then he says, I will send you another, the Paraclete, a comforter, who will come in my stead, and he will remember and cause you to remember all things that I have said to you. And so I want to say to you, class, there is hope for us. I believe that if we are in Christ, the Heavenly Father is our Heavenly Father. The Lord Jesus is our elder brother. We have heard his word. We have in time come to the place where we called up on him to lay hold of him to save us. And we have turned from our sins, and he has given us the Holy Spirit. And I need for us to remember, as you are desiring to grow, somewhere wherever you are, and Seth, wherever you go, Mackenzie, wherever you be in nursing, and wherever, whoever you attend to, and Brittany, the same with you, you've got to remember that we have all of the goods that are necessary for us to hear what God has saying, what he is saying to us. Let me read this to you. I think this will encourage you as well. O God, the Holy Spirit, that which I know not, teach thou me. Keep me a humble disciple in the school of Christ. And when I read that this morning, I said, amen, hallelujah. You know, you're going to be in the school of Christ until the Lord calls you. Cap and gown day is on the day when the Lord calls you to himself. Then you can take that cap and you can pitch it up and you say, hallelujah, I have graduated from the school of faith, and now I see my Savior face to face. I'm no longer in the school of learning. Amen. Keep me humble disciple in the school of Christ, learning daily there what I am in myself, a fallen sinful creature, justly deserving everlasting destruction. Oh, let me never lose sight of my need of a Savior, or forget that apart from him, I am nothing and can do nothing. Open my understanding to know the Holy Scriptures. Reveal to my soul the counsels and works of the Blessed Trinity. We need to remember that. And Tom, as you read and you mentioned it two or three times in your charge this morning with Summer, you made reference to the fact that God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, all three, the one God in three different persons, they are all three are involved in our salvation, are of the Blessed Trinity. Instill in my dark mind a saving knowledge of Jesus. Make me acquainted with his covenant undertakings, his perfect fulfillment of them, that by resting on his finished work, I may find the Father's love in the Son, his Father and my Father. And may be brought through thy influence to have fellowship with the three in one. O, lead me in all truths, thou Spirit of wisdom and revelation, that I may know the things that belong unto my peace and through thee be made anew. Make practical upon my heart the Father's love, as thou hast revealed it in the Scriptures. Apply to my soul the blood of Christ effectually, continually. And help me to believe with conscience comforted that in cleanse it from all sins. Lead me from faith to faith, that I may at all times have freedoms to come to a reconciled Father, and may be able to maintain peace with him against doubt and fears and corruptions, temptations. Thy office is to teach me to draw near to Christ with a pure heart, steadfastly pursued of his love in the full assurance of faith. Let me never falter in this way. And what a great prayer when you think about the work of the triune God. And I have to simply say that what a great thing that you all are going on and moving on. I want to just simply say to you, as we're standing not only before you that are graduating, but the rest of us, all of us that are here this morning. We need to remember that we've raised the banner of the Lord Jesus to a lost and dying world. I remember you all when you followed the Lord in believers' baptism. And then you raised the banner of the Lord Jesus high over your house, didn't you? Remember when the banner was raised. Remember who we are. Now, before I ever even came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, my grandfather, and he was not a believer when I was growing up, that he always used to say when I was a boy, and of course we were all over town as little boys and teenagers, but he would always say, remember whose name you have. And I know that you probably have said that. Some of your fathers have said that to your children. Remember whose name you have. And at the same time, remember whose you are and what we are, that we are Christians and what we have professed. We have professed the Lord Jesus Christ. Now remember what you will face. And I want you to know, Summer, I'm thinking about when you ended up in the Marine Corps. I was never in the military. I was only a dependent on my stepfather was in the military, and I was around military a little bit from a dependent side of view. But I want you to know that's a different world altogether. And when you think about the Marine Corps, the proud, and those that have that there's a pride about the Marine Corps, and I just want to simply say, you raise the banner of the Lord Jesus high over you, and that whatever is demanded of you, that you say, I there are some things that I trust and believe in the Lord, and I'm going to do to honor him. Remember what you will face. You'll face testings, difficulties, trials, and conflicts. Even in this passage of Scripture that the Lord Jesus said, if a man hears these sayings of mine, it's like a man who builds his house on the rock. And what? And it fell not. Think about it. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, which is interesting that the Lord Jesus is saying, everyone that hears these sayings of mine. In other words, he's heard it, but he's not doing it. Then he says, he shall be likened unto a foolish man which builds his house up on the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, the wind blew and beat up on that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. I want you to know, guys, those of you that are stepping out in many respects, you're like an eagle, that a young eagle is about ready to fly. You're sitting right there on the edge. And mom and dad, they're flying out here and calling you out. And then, of course, you end up going out and flying out. I want you to know some of the things that you'll face, some difficulties. There'll be testings and trials and temptations. There'll be storms of life. All kinds of things will come that way. But the only thing that you see will sustain you is the very fact that you say, wait a minute, I am in the hands of a loving God who loves me. The Lord Jesus has bled and died. He has purchased my salvation. And the Holy Spirit, who is the seal of that earnest, that down payment of this great salvation, he lives within me, and I can face the storms of life. And Lord, help me to so face them that whatever happens, that we never shake a fist into the face of God. Amen. But that we say, I know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Amen. Remember the grace of God. Remember what you were before. And you see, it is not that I and you and I have done anything to be the recipient of the grace of God. I want you to know, it was the Father's love, the triune God, that undertaken our salvation. Amen. It was he that set his love upon us in eternity past, the Heavenly Father. It was the Lord Jesus Christ, God, who came in the likeness of you and me, in the likeness of man, yet without sin, and he lived a perfect life for your stead and me, and there on Calvary's cross, purchased our salvation. I want you to know that. And then in time, the Holy Spirit came. What did he do? The Holy Spirit came and he convicted us of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. The triune God who drew us into his family, and he's placed us in his family, and that we remember that it's the Father that has chosen us, the Son that came for us, the Holy Spirit that called us and converted us, that we belong to him. And so I want to say to you that that as the Word of God is, would ever call us to encourage us in listening and hearing. I'm almost done. Don't you sometimes sit down in your quiet time and read a portion of Scripture? Everybody ever do that? I know you do that. And while you're reading it, there's something comes up in your mind. You ever do that? Something comes up in your mind and you get down to the end of the chapter and then you stop and you say, what did I read? Anybody? Do you ever do that? And then you say, well, I need to go back. When I think about how difficult a task it is, that there are sometimes, or sometimes I know you come to church and you say, speak, O God, ancient words, ever true, that changes you and changes me. Speak, O Lord, and that the sermon is being preached and a preacher is quoting passages and making application. And then something comes into your mind, and then when it's all said and done, then maybe on the way home, somebody says something, what you think about the preacher? And he said, what is it that he preached on? Isn't it? I think all of us are battling and struggling with that. And when I think about the overtures that are constantly in the Scriptures, and that's the very fact, when I think about the hundreds of times that it's even mentioned in the book of Proverbs alone, and then as the Lord Jesus himself, the preacher of all preachers, that said, if any man hears these sayings of mine, that I know that if a man hears these sayings and doeth them not, there is a tendency of the very fact of letting, my grandmother used to say, it's going in one ear and coming out of the other. Or how many times have I told you that it's because of that that we want to say, oh, Holy Spirit that lives within us. Now, you may be here this morning and you say, I have listened to sermons and I have heard God's word. I've tried to read God's word, but there is nothing. I cannot understand any of it. Maybe you don't have ears to hear. Perhaps it is the very fact that you are still in your sin and dead and spiritually. You have no spiritual life. You don't have any ears to hear. I want to say, how do we become and how can we come and hear? Well, you're in a very good place. That hearing, it comes and faith comes and believing on the Lord Jesus comes by hearing. And you see what the Lord decides, what the Lord delights in us. He wants us to respond on the basis of faith. And then, of course, all who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then it says, and how can they call on him of whom they have not heard? And how can they believe on him, you see, of whom they have not heard? And when you think about the succession and the argument that the Apostle Paul makes there in Romans chapter 10, that I want to say you're in a good place to be where God's word is being preached. And then into it, the rest of us who are saying that I believe that I do have ears, but I'm not very disciplined in listening. That I want to say, oh, Heavenly Father, help me to be a hearer of your word. James says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. And then I want to say to you the gracious invitation of the Lord Jesus Christ and how overwhelming it is that when it comes to the very fact that he says, come unto me, all you that are laboring and heavy laden. Come, I'll give you rest. And then the Lord Jesus said, you know, you say, you may sit out there and you say, I have tried to learn. I have tried to retain. I have tried to apply. I have tried to understand, but it seemed like it's going one ear comes out of the other. I want you to know the Lord Jesus says, and come and learn of me. For I am lowly of heart. Come and learn from me. That the Lord Jesus is the teacher and that we would learn from him. And so I want to say to the graduates and I want to say to the rest of us that are here this morning, Let us have the heart and the desire to listen, and that we can say, Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, speak. Give us ears to hear, and give us the ability to understand. Help us what's being said, and then help us to apply. And then, as we read a little earlier, that the word of God that's been given to us has been given to us in order that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Hallelujah, what a Savior. I want you to know, guys, Summer and Seth, you've got a whole, if the Lord tarries, you've got years before you. And there's going to be many, many intersections that you're going to come to. And then you're going to say, how in the world, which way do I go? Well, the Word of God tells us in the multitude of counselors is safety. Seek out God's people. Those that have a heart and a desire for God, seek them out. If you don't have the counselors available to you, open this book and go to the throne of grace, like James says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. God giveth to all men liberally. He doesn't get upset if we come 1,000 times, but let him come and ask in faith. And so I want to say to you, be good listeners. Help the Lord. Ask the Lord to help you to understand, to apply it. And then live your life to the praise of the glory of his grace. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we come to you this morning. I thank you for these. Lord, what a joy it's been to watch them grow up before our eyes. Young boys and little girls. And Lord, it puts the joy in our hearts and a smile on our faces when we look at them and see how they have come. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for their being steadfast and continuing in the faith. And we pray now, Lord, especially as they'll endeavor in a different direction in their lives, and that they would remember that from a child they have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make them wise unto salvation. I pray, Lord, keep them, protect them, and guard them. Put a hedge of protection around them. And bless all they are endeavoring to do in order to bring honor and glory to your name. We pray this the same for all of the rest of us. In Jesus' name, amen.